Hello everyone, I'm Chase Crispin, and today I'm here to provide an introduction to the new Bookport Desktop, or Bookport DT, which is a desktop-style digital talking book player and recorder from the American Printing House for the Blind. The Bookport Desktop, or Bookport DT, as I will be referring to it throughout this recording, is similar to the Bookport Plus, which is a very small and portable digital talking book player and recorder that is also made by APH. If you are familiar with the Bookport Plus, or if you've heard any of my prior tutorials on the Bookport Plus, you will already have knowledge about how to get started with the Bookport DT. The Bookport Plus and Bookport DT are both for sale by APH, and while they have a few different features in both hardware and software that I will talk about in just a second, the units operate very similar. There are some differences, and the main hardware differences, besides the obvious difference of the desktop version being quite a bit larger than the Bookport Plus, is that the Bookport DT has a very large speaker on the front of the device that can be turned up quite loud. This allows you to be able to listen to your content and not have to worry about having headphones or external speakers always connected to your device. The Bookport DT contains a few gigabytes of internal memory where you can store books, music, text files, recordings, podcasts, web radio stations, and more. So if you don't have any type of SD card or USB media, you can store some of these files right on the Bookport DT itself. The Bookport DT contains an Ethernet jack on the back, which allows you to connect the Bookport DT directly to the internet via an Ethernet cable, instead of having to always connect it up to a wireless network to transfer files and to download podcasts and listen to web radio stations. The Bookport DT directly supports NLS cartridges. For those of you here in the US who get these cartridges right in the mail, you can just slip the cartridge right into the front of your Bookport DT and the book will begin to play. You can then copy that book directly to the Bookport DT's internal memory or SD card for future reading when you don't have the cartridge available. For those of you who enjoy using Bluetooth or wireless speakers and headphones while you walk around your house or something like that to listen to books, the Bookport DT contains Bluetooth built in so that you can connect to these Bluetooth speakers and headsets. Those are the main differences between the Bookport DT and the Bookport Plus in terms of hardware. There are some software differences currently between the two devices. The Bookport DT does contain some additional software features, especially in the area of recording. However, a lot of these features are expected to make their way back to the Bookport Plus, so eventually there might not be these big software differences. The only feature in terms of software that the Bookport Plus has that the Bookport DT does not have is support for built-in text entry to write quick notes using the telephone keypad. While the Bookport DT does have a telephone keypad, because of the way it is positioned, it would be very difficult to enter text using it, so there is no text editor function built into the Bookport DT. In today's podcast, now that I've introduced you to what the Bookport DT is, we will talk about the items included in the Bookport DT's box when you first receive it in the mail. We will look at all of the controls and ports built into the device. We will start up our device for the very first time and hear what it does and how to begin navigating your titles, and we will discuss the different types of files that the unit supports. So now, let's talk about what you get in the box when you first get your Bookport DT. Besides getting the Bookport DT itself, you get a very nice padded carrying case that the Bookport DT fits in, and you can use the Bookport DT in this case by just opening the flap that covers it. This is a very nice way to take your Bookport DT with you because this case does include a handle for carrying it, and it also includes a shoulder strap. It also includes a pocket in the case that you can use to store things like SD cards, NLS cartridges, thumb drives, things like that that you might want to carry with you when you're taking your Bookport DT places. It includes an AC adapter with the letters BPDT in all caps in Braille on the charger for easy identification. This is not the same charger that's used with other products, so if you need to charge your Bookport DT, be sure that you use this charger labeled in Braille. The unit also comes with a CD that contains both a PC or Windows and a Mac version of the book transfer software, which is used to send files and other types of media to and from the Bookport Plus and Bookport DT. This CD also contains hundreds of books that can be transferred to the Bookport DT for easy reading. You will also find print and braille quick start instructions in this box. Once you remove the Bookport DT from its packaging, you'll be able to start looking at the controls visible on it. To properly orient the Bookport DT, place it on some sort of surface and obviously make sure the buttons are facing up. The opening that you feel where you slide an NLS cartridge into should be on the bottom of the device and resting on the desk or table. To orient the Bookport DT in its proper operating position, make sure that you feel a row of rubber buttons closest to you, and away from you on the right, you should feel a bumpy area kind of with lines etched into it. This is your speaker grill, and that should be away from you. The Bookport DT comes with a very interesting and useful thing built onto it by default. This is called a mask, and what this does is hides the complex controls of the Bookport DT so that someone, maybe a very young student, an elderly person, or someone with dexterity problems, or just someone who just wants to read and doesn't want to mess with much else, don't have to worry about advanced controls and advanced navigation. This mask just shows the most essential controls, including play, pause, rewind, fast forward, volume, and a power on and off button, and a few others that we'll talk about in a minute. If you would like to use the Bookport DT without the mask on, so that you can use the more advanced features of the device, including advanced navigation and the ability to access the menu to do things like change options and connect to wireless networks, you can remove the mask by lifting up the front of the device that's towards you. Just lift that just an inch or two off the surface in front of you. Now, feel along the sides on the bottom edge of the unit, and you will find two tabs that kind of stick out from the unit. There's one on each side, one on the left, one on the right. If you place your fingers under these tabs, and you pull these tabs away from the unit, and then lift up, the mask should begin to pop off. You may need to place your thumb on the Bookport DT itself to help push the mask off. Be careful that you do not drop the Bookport DT while doing this, and once you have lifted the tabs to the side and up, the mask should completely pop off, and then you can just set it off to the side. Now, you will feel a lot more controls visible on the Bookport DT's face. If you would like to put the mask back on, you can orient the mask so that you can feel an opening where all the buttons closest to you go, and then in the top right, you feel an open circle where it allows the speaker grill to be visible, so that's how it should be on there. You will just set this mask on the top of the Bookport DT, just start to push down on either side, both in front and in back, until the Bookport DT's mask just clicks into place. You'll feel it click, and then the mask is once again on the unit. Now let's talk about the controls that are visible once you have the mask on, which is how the Bookport Plus ships in its box. Closest to you, you will find, as I said earlier, a row of buttons, and all of the Bookport DT's buttons are made of rubber. We will move through these buttons from left to right. So on the left, we have a button that kind of points to the left. This is your rewind key when playing any sort of book or file. This will rewind or move you back in that file. Or if you're in a list of titles that can be played, this will move you left one title in your list. The button to the right of the rewind key is a rectangle button. The center of this button is kind of concave, so this button's very easy to feel since it has the indented center. And this button is your play pause button. You can press this button to begin playing whatever title is currently selected, and to pause, you just press this button again. If you need help at any point on the Bookport DT, you can hold this button down for just a few seconds and the built-in user's manual will come up and begin to read. To close the manual, you can hold this button for a few more seconds and the manual will go away. To the right of the play pause button, as you might have expected, is your fast forward button that kind of points to the right. Holding this down will fast forward through a title or move you further along in that title, and in a titles list, pressing this will move you to the next available title to play. To the right of the fast forward button, you find two buttons right next to each other. They are both triangular, and the points of the triangles point in opposite directions. These are your previous and next title keys. The one furthest left has the point that points to the left is your previous title key, and this will move you to the previous title in a list of files that can be played. The button directly to the right of that, with the point that points to the right, allows you to move to the next title that can be played. So you can use the previous and next title buttons instead of the rewind and fast forward keys if you would like to do that. To the right of these previous and next title keys, you will find a small gap where there's no buttons, and then you will find a very small square button, and this is your record button. Pressing this will prompt you to start a recording, and if you hold down this button, it will begin to record a voice memo, which you can use to record just a quick note that you would like to refer to later. That's all the buttons in that row that's close to you. So above the square-shaped record button, you find a very large round button, and this is your power button. If you hold this button down, the BookPort DT will turn on. If the BookPort DT is on, holding this button down for a couple of seconds will put the unit into a power save mode, where it is basically asleep and not using a lot of battery, but it can still be turned on very quickly. If you hold this button down for about 10 seconds or so, you will completely power off your device as it is when you get it for the first time. And this is what you'll want to do if you're not going to be using your device for a few weeks. Otherwise, you probably won't want to turn the device completely off. Note that if you do not hold this power key down after you're done listening to something or playing some sort of content, the BookPort DT will automatically put itself to sleep after a couple of minutes. To wake it up from this sleep state to begin working with the device once again, you can hold this button down for just a few seconds, and the device will wake up and announce the time. In the middle of this round power button is some LED lights, which if you have vision will show you if the device is on, if it's recording, and if it's charging. So these LED lights are located in the center of the power button. Above the power button, you will find a very small round button. This is your sleep timer button. If you press this button, it will set the sleep timer to a small amount of time, and as you continue to press this button, the amount of time will increase. Pressing it multiple times will eventually cycle back to sleep timer off. And what the sleep timer does is if you are reading or listening to music or something like that, after however many minutes you have just set the sleep timer to, the BookPort DT will stop reading or stop playing and tell you that your sleep timer is expired. So this is nice if you're listening to something before you go to bed or you have a tendency to fall asleep pretty easy. This will allow you to not be too far from where you were reading when you fell asleep when you wake up later. So this kind of prevents the unit from going on and on if you're not listening to it, and then therefore draining its battery. So if you are one who tends to fall asleep or forget that the unit is playing, you might want to set your sleep timer. If not, you could ignore this small round button. Above the sleep timer key is your large round speaker grill. This is where all the sound comes out of the unit's very high quality and loud monaural speaker. To the left of the speaker, you will find two buttons. They kind of form a circle together. These are your volume up and down keys. Pressing the button furthest away from you will turn up the volume. Pressing it closest to you will turn down the volume. And pressing these two buttons together will set the volume to its default level. To the left of the volume up and down buttons, you find your tone up and down buttons. This allows you to adjust the audio quality of the file that you are listening to. This is especially useful if you have any sort of hearing impairment because you can adjust the amount of treble and bass that are audible in the recording. Pressing tone up will add more treble, pressing tone down will add more bass, and pressing these two buttons together returns tone to its default level. These buttons are similarly shaped to the volume up and down buttons, but they are not as wide. So those are all of the controls visible on the BookPort DT when the mask is on. So now let's take off our mask, again by lifting out those tabs on the side of the device, lifting up. And once that's off, I'm going to set my mask up to the side. As I said earlier, there's a lot more controls that we can feel. So let's start going through the controls again. First, closest to me, these are mostly the same as the first row of controls we looked at earlier, except to the left of the rewind button, there is one more visible button. This is called the bookmark key, and when you are reading, this allows you to set bookmarks or move to bookmarks in the current title. Bookmarks allow you to later return to a specific place where you wanted to mark if you have found it interesting or you need to access that particular bit of information at that location later. This button is triangular shaped, and to the right of that, we find the buttons in the same order we had them earlier: rewind, play, fast forward, previous title, next title, and record, and that was moving from left to right. Above the rewind, play, pause, and fast forward buttons, you will feel a telephone-style keypad that is very similar to a keypad that you might find on any standard phone. These are arranged in four rows with three columns. At the top, we have 1, 2, 3, below that, 4, 5, 6, below that, 7, 8, 9, and below that, star, 0, and pound. The 5 button has the usual dot on it that makes it very easy to feel. Now, these buttons allow you to do many things, and we're not going to go into all of these functions today because the function of the buttons on the telephone keypad differs by whatever you're doing on the device at that point. So when we look in future tutorials at more specific tasks and types of books and files, I will discuss the specific uses of the telephone keypad in those types of situations later in those tutorials. But in general, your 4 and 6 keys allow you to move through lists, including in the menu or a list of titles. These are your left and right arrows. The 0 key will always open the user's manual. Pressing 0 again closes the user's manual. The star key is your cancel or undo key. And your pound key is your enter key that saves your settings. Right above the telephone keypad, we will find the tone up and down buttons, right above the 1 button, the volume up and down buttons, right above the number 2, but between the volume buttons and the speaker, we have another control that was not visible when the mask was on, and this is your speed up and down button. In any type of title that you are playing, like books or music or a text file, pressing the button furthest away from you will make the playback rate faster. Pressing the button closest to you slows down the rate of playback. Pressing these two buttons together will return playback speed to its default level. Note that you cannot change speed during playback of web radio because those are being streamed live from the internet, but speed can be changed on everything else. To the right of the telephone keypad, between the number 6 key and the sleep timer key, you will find a oval-shaped button that's kind of tilted at an angle. This is your information button. Pressing this at any time will tell you everything from if you are connected to a network currently, if there are any files downloading, it will tell you your current battery status, how far you are into a book or file that you are playing, it will tell you how much of a file you have listened to and how much is remaining in terms of time, and it gives you a lot of other information. Pressing this button repeatedly will cycle through the different types of information without you having to listen for a long time to hear the specific type of information you want, so you can just keep pressing this until you hear what you want to save some time. Holding this information button down will say the current date and time. Now if we go back down to the lower part of the face of the bookport DT closest to us, you will remember that I said on the left is the bookmark button that's not visible when the mask is on. Above that, you have a diamond-shaped button. That is your go-to key, and this will allow you to do everything from go to a certain percent in a book, go to a specific heading or chapter, go to a specific page if you can navigate by page in whatever you're playing. So this allows you to go to a specific spot in a file very quickly. This is a very powerful button that you can use when navigating through some sort of file. Above the go-to key is an identically shaped button. This is your title key. Pressing this will cycle between the internal memory of the bookport DT, an SD card if one is inserted, USB media such as an NLS cartridge, thumb drive, USB CD drive, or external hard drive, as well as your internal voice memos. And the button above the title button or media key is another oval-shaped button, similar in shape to the information button that we have just talked about, and this is your menu key. Pressing this will get you into the Bookport DT's menus, which we will spend another tutorial looking at. This is where you set all the different options in the Bookport DT, do things like delete books and titles, connect to the internet, etc. And if you hold down the menu key for a few seconds, you will enter a key describer mode. And then, if you press any button on the device, it will tell you what button you are pressing and read a description of that button so you can learn how to use it. Holding the menu button once again for 5 seconds will exit the key describer mode. And that is all of the controls on the face of Bookport DT. So now let's look at the rear edge, or the back of the Bookport DT. Closest to the left is an Ethernet jack, where you plug in an Ethernet cable. You might be familiar with the feel of this jack, because it's very similar to where you would plug in an Ethernet cable to connect to the internet on your computer. So this is where you plug in an Ethernet cable to connect to the internet. And to the right of the Ethernet jack is a small round port where you plug in your AC adapter to charge the Bookport DT. There's nothing on the right edge of the device, so now let's look at the left edge. Closest to you, you find an opening for an SD card. This device supports the standard-sized SD cards, up to 32 gigabytes. Behind the SD card slot is a 3.5mm or 1/8-inch plug for headphones. This is where you can plug in headphones or external speakers. And behind that is another 3.5mm 1/8-inch jack where you plug in external microphones if you would like to record with an external microphone. If you get confused between which jack is for headphones and which one's for microphones, remember that the headphone jack is more recessed into the unit than the microphone jack. You have to kind of put your finger into the slot just a little ways to feel the headphone jack, whereas the microphone jack is almost right on the edge of the device. So where you plug in headphones is a little more recessed into the device, if that helps you remember which one is which. On the front edge of the device, closest to you, you find the opening for an NLS cartridge. This takes up quite a bit of room because NLS cartridges are fairly large. And furthest into, or furthest back, in the NLS cartridge slot, you will find a standard USB 2.0 port. This is where you will plug in other types of USB media as well, such as thumb drives, external hard drives, etc. Note that the BookPort DT cannot be connected to a computer. You must transfer files by either transferring them over a network or already having the files on USB media or an SD card. So this is where you plug in any sort of USB media. The bottom of the device just contains the rest of the opening for the NLS cartridge, so you will fill a hole in the device when it sits on the table, and that is where your NLS cartridge goes. That is right on the bottom of the device. So if you have your unit in its carrying case, it will be easier for you to put the NLS cartridge in simply because the case can almost guide the cartridge into place. You will have to feel a little more to slide it in there if it's on a table, just because of the way that there is no bottom to the slot. It is just open. Now that we've looked at all of the controls visible on the BookPort DT, let's turn on the unit for the first time. My unit is currently powered off, just as yours will be when you first get it. So let's hold that large round power button on the right side of the face of the device for just a couple seconds, and you will hear it say,
"Please wait."
Please wait. Now, we'll wait for about 20 or 30 seconds while the unit's operating system initializes, and after it does this, you will hear a musical tone that tells you that the device is almost ready to begin operation. If you do not hear anything when holding down the power button when you first receive the BookPort DT, you will probably need to charge its battery by plugging in the AC adapter to a wall outlet. There is the musical tone that says the device is starting up, and now we will hear a waiting chime, which is that sound that tells us it's scanning
internal memory, Daisy title,
for titles it can play.
History in the making. The story of the American Printing House for the Blind, 1858 to 2008.
Publication date, December 11th, 2009.
That is what you will probably hear when you first start up your device. That means that that is the first title that's selected because this ships with the BookPort DT. Now that waiting chime that we heard when turning on the BookPort DT said that it was scanning all our media, which in this case was just the internal memory, but if you had an SD card and USB media connected, it would scan those. And when it scans, it goes and finds all the files that it can play, and then presents that to you in a list. So when you hear that sound, just know that it's going to find titles that can be played. And in this case, the first title it found was the Daisy Book, talking about the history of the American Printing House for the Blind. If we would like to play this, we would just press play.
Beginning of title.
History in the Making. The story of the American Printing House for the Blind.
So let's pause. 18. And if we wanted to see all of the other titles visible on the BookPort DT, we could press that title key on the left edge of the unit between the Go To and Menu keys, or we can use the Next Title button.
Text 1.
Alice's Adventures in Wonderland.txt.
In the folder.
Carol Lewis.
If we go again.
2.
Through the Looking-Glass.txt.
So these are some text files that can be played that contain some very well-known books. The BookPort DT also ships with many podcasts and web radio stations. So the BookPort DT comes out of the box with many types of content pre-installed that you can begin to access and enjoy. Now you will notice that when the unit gives me information like text in the folder, when it first started up and said internal memory, that is a very high quality voice. This is called the guide voice, and she is one of the APH narrators who reads books for the National Library Service. So these are all human-read prompts. She will guide you through the menu. She's the one that will say the date and time, give you a lot of the information about the device. So that is actually a human voice. Now, the voice that we heard in the APH history book was a human narrator. But when we heard it say through the looking glass.txt or Alice's Adventures in Wonderland.txt, That is called the text-to-speech voice, and that is what will read you any sort of text files, Bookshare books, Braille files, Microsoft Word files, things that aren't normally read by a human. The two voices that ship with the Bookport DT are named Heather, the female voice that you just heard, and there's also a male voice named Ryan, who you will get to hear in just a second. These voices are made by Acapella, and they are very high-quality voices. So to give you an idea of what the text-to-speech voices sound like, I'm going to hold down the play-pause key for a few seconds to enter the user's manual, and I'll let Heather read to us for just a second.
Help on. Beginning of title.
Introduction. Bookport DT is a desktop-style digital talking book player slash recorder. It represents the latest generation of special media playback and recorder devices. Its built-in cartridge holder, large speaker, quality recordings, recording editing capabilities, Wi-Fi connectivity, Bluetooth audio support.
That is Heather reading the introduction of the user's guide to us. You heard the internal human guide voice say help on. You heard the waiting sound while it loaded this Daisy book, and then it began to play reading with Heather's voice. Now I'm going to switch to the Ryan voice, and I'll be right back after I switch this. I've now switched to Ryan's voice, and I'm going to have him begin to read.
Capabilities make it an ideal replacement for older technology like cassette players, bulky digital talking book players, or inaccessible commercial digital recorders. At the same time, its specialized hardware and software makes it easier to use more
reliably. Press it
reliable and more flexible than programs running on cell phones or PCs that might perform some of its functions.
I'll press speed up and down needs together to components return and to the default.
Excellent music player and outstanding recorder. The reading control...
And I just paused. Now, we're not going to look today at how to switch text-to-speech voices. That's in the menu, and I'm going to do a whole separate tutorial on the menu. But now you've heard the two built-in text-to-speech voices that will read text files to you. One of the best parts of the Bookport products, including the Bookport DT, is its recording capability. I'm going to make a recording on the unit and just paste it into this file so that you can get an idea of what the unit's internal microphone sounds like. It's a very high quality recording. You can record into either a Daisy book if you would like to make a book, or you can just record into WAVE or MP3 files if you want to make podcasts like this one. So the next thing you're going to hear from me right now in this file is a recording from the actual Bookport DT itself. Now I'm recording with the Bookport DT's internal microphone. This is just a recording. The Bookport DT is sitting on the desk in front of me, and I'm just talking straight ahead like I would normally. I'm not lifting up the device or anything. And there are a lot of customization options you can do with recording in terms of quality and format, but all I did here was hit record, and it told me to press record again to begin recording. I did that, and I just started to talk. So this is the unit's default recording quality, and as you can hear, it sounds very good. You can get it to sound even better by changing the recording options or plugging in an external microphone. So this is what the Bookport DT's microphone sounds like. And if you mess up while recording, the Bookport DT even does contain some editing capabilities to edit your recordings. So that's how the Bookport DT's microphone sounds. I'm going to go ahead and end this, and we will get back to demonstrating the Bookport DT. Now, before we end, I would just like to go over the Bookport DT's technical specifications for just a second. For Daisy books, the Bookport DT can play books conforming to Daisy 2.0, 2.02, and 3.0 standards. It can play many types of audio files, including OGG, MP3, unprotected WMA, AMR WB+, such as those from MLS, and it can also play WAVE audio files. If you have an external USB CD DVD drive connected, it can play audio files on a CD in .cda or CD audio format. For Daisy audiobooks, the unit can play MP3, AMR WB+, Daisy ADP CM2, and WAVE. When recording, you can either record in mono at 22.05 kHz or in 44.1 kHz stereo. You can record anywhere from 256 kilobits per second down to 64 kilobits per second. So if you're unsure what all of these technical terms mean, it basically means that the Bookport DT can record and play a very, very wide variety of formats. The built-in microphone and built-in speaker are monaural, but they are, as you have heard, very high quality. It has a USB 2.0 port, which we've already talked about. And the BookPort DT's Wi-Fi antenna supports 802.11b and G wireless networks. The metric dimensions of the BookPort DT are width 170mm, length 219mm, and height averaged 56mm. Its weight is approximately 1.3 kilograms without an SD card or any sort of USB media installed. The unit's battery takes about 4 hours to charge, and if you're recording, it can operate for up to 8 hours, and 10 hours for daisy playback, and those times might differ depending on what types of formats you're working with, your speed, your volume, etc. Now, I've already given the metric dimensions of the device, but to make it a little more easier to understand, I'm going to compare the BookPort DT to the NLS player that's distributed to all NLS patrons in the United States for free. The NLS player and BookPort DT are oriented different. To use the NLS player, it would be oriented longer than it is wide. So it is pretty narrow, but it is long. The BookPort DT is just the opposite. Its normal operating position is where the unit is wide, but it's not very long. But if you orient the two devices the same way, they are about the same in length and width. There's some slight differences, but nothing too dramatic. The BookPort DT is thinner in the front than the NLS player is. However, in the back, it's the same. Due to the way the NLS cartridge slot works on the BookPort DT, the front of it is thinner than the back. And the BookPort DT is lighter than the NLS player, mostly because the BookPort DT does not contain the power cord built into it. That's all that we are going to go into today about the BookPort DT from the American Printing House for the Blind. I will be back in the future with more in-depth demonstrations. Today's demo was just designed to get you up and running with the BookPort DT. To find out more information about the BookPort DT, including a mailing list that you can subscribe to get help from other users, technical support staff at APH, and the developers, you can visit tech, that's T-E-C-H, .aph.org and click on the BookPort desktop link. You will also find the download links for the book transfer software as well as the documentation for the device at that link. The BookPort DT, as of the time of this recording, sells for $449. To purchase the device, you can visit the APH shopping page at shop.aph.org. So now that I've introduced you to the BookPort DT itself, we looked at all of its controls, started it up for the first time, looked at playback and navigating through titles, and we've discussed technical specifications. This is going to end the first tutorial on the BookPort DT. Thank you for listening to this first BookPort DT tutorial, and I hope that you have found it useful.